That we're following here in the WREL Live Center. Laura, this is a post from President Donald Trump and his Truth Social account within the past 20 minutes. And I want to read the whole thing because he said in the very first line, quote, a whole civilization will die tonight, never to be brought back again. I don't want that to happen, but it probably will. However, now that we have complete and total regime change, we're different, smarter, and less radicalized minds prevail. Maybe something revolutionary, wonderful can happen. Who knows? We will find out tonight, one of the most important moments in the long and complex history of the world. 47 years of extortion, corruption, and death will finally end. God bless the great people of Iran. Now, this is in reference to that 8 p.m. deadline that he imposed on the leaders of Iran in terms of reopening the Strait of Hormuz and saying that he was going to bomb the power facilities there and the bridges. And one other thing, just for the sake of context, we've been kind of mentioning that experts have saying this could be a violation of international law. Why is that? This woman here, this is retired Lieutenant Colonel Rachel Van Landingham, and she did an interview with PBS. And just for context here, in terms of why this would be a violation of humanitarian law, for those power plants, let's say by chance civilians are getting their electricity there for refrigeration, for medicine, and they need it for these hospitals, disrupting that, that is why that would be an interruption of humanitarian law and a violation of that and considered a war crime. We'll dig a little bit deeper into this, including hearing what world leaders are saying in response to